This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are now on day 20 of the government shutdown. Tomorrow ties the record of 21. It's also going to be the first missed paycheck for hundreds of thousands of government workers. There are personal costs to all of this politicking, of course, but there are broader costs as well, especially when you consider all the essential employees, people who still have to go to work, paycheck or not. Yers Muris is an assistant professor of management and human resources at the University of Wisconsin School of Business, where he studies personal finances and those broader costs. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So we know that losing your income can be stressful. The thing I wanted to touch base with you on is what happens when that stress affects your job. And I'm thinking now about some of the people who've been declared essential, working without pay, TSA, FBI, air traffic controllers. What happens to them as they try to perform at the high level that we expect?
In my research, I've consistently found that when employees are worried about their finances, it can undermine their ability to be productive at work. And this is not just how much they work or how much they're able to do, but also the quality of their work. And so what you find is that, for example, truck drivers are more likely to get accidents. Students do worse in the classroom. And so, you know, across all these jobs, what we've found is that when people have this financial insecurity, it's going to affect them at work. And now you have federal workers who are deemed to be vital to national security, who are working without getting a paycheck, and who are also uncertain about their financial future. And so we would expect those same effects there, more errors and declining safety for all of us.
To be completely candid, I'm a reader of Jim Fallows' column, The Atlantic. He's a friend of the program, and we've had him on many times, and he's how we found you. And Jim is very aviation-focused, so let me keep going in that vein. Air traffic controllers. I saw a tweet today from a guy who's been an air traffic controller for 29 years, and just got a $0 pay stub. What does that do to you as you're driving planes around the sky or helping them get there?
At a very psychological level, what it does is that when people have financial issues or they have insecurity about their financial state, it tends to invoke anxiety, and that leads us to focus on it. And this is for two reasons. One is because we just think about it more often, but also because we don't want to show it to people. And that suppression of what we're going through also focuses actually our attention on it. And so because we're so focused on it, we can't focus on our work throughout the day. And so if you have an air traffic controller who they didn't get their paycheck and now they're worried about their mortgage, well, they're not going to be as attentive to the things that we would want them to attend to and probably that they would want to attend to.
Yeah. Does this go away once, in our immediate example, the shutdown has ended? I mean, if the shutdown ends tomorrow, are we good?
The unfortunate answer is most likely no. So there's many reports that have shown that in the United States, their personal financial welfare is very, very poor. Most people don't have $400 in case of an emergency. Yeah. And so this government shutdown is just exacerbating that. And these effects of the shutdown on these people will last for a very, very long time. And so we should really be concerned about what's going on and thinking about ways to address those issues.
Dr. Yers Muris teaches at the University of Wisconsin Business School, where he studies finance and society and people's finances. Sir, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.